It's late afternoon in the grand hall of Union Station, and a large crowd is gathered at the foot of a temporary stage. Two dancers from KCB2, Kansas City Ballet's second company, are dressed in red and gold-hued Spanish costume. They spin on stage in a pas de deux from the Nutcracker. In its inaugural season, KCB2 has been showing up in some unusual places, both indoors and out, from Union Station to the Plaza Legging Ceremony. Morgan Siklik is from New Jersey. She is one of the five dancers in the new second company.
We act as the second company up-and-coming professionals. So we're there to follow in their footsteps, learn alongside of them, watch them, and observe to really, you know, pick up the movement and mature as artists. And also to do a lot of the community outreach that the main company can't do. So we're getting the word out to the community about KC Ballet.
Siklik says feeling welcomed into the new company has helped her settle into her new role.
What struck me the most the first day I came in here was just the warmth and friendliness. Anyone you saw in the building was really welcoming and really excited that we were here and just made us feel very comfortable because this is my first professional job, so there's always a little bit of nerves.
Curiosity about ballet and all its trappings can lead to many questions. Again, dancer Morgan Siklik.
Well, the first thing they ask is sometimes, how old are you? Or how long have you been dancing? And sometimes the point shoe question comes up, you know, what are they? Do they hurt? Are you enjoying it? Yes, definitely.
It's this chance to engage with new audiences that appealed to Colorado native Megan Swisher.
Sometimes it's really easy to forget that not everybody knows what point shoes look like, what tutus look like, and it's nice to bring that, like, wow factor out to people who may not have ever seen it before.
Seeing the company perform often sparks an interest in dance, but Swisher says the discipline required to become a professional dancer is not for everyone.
You certainly have to want to make that effort, and if you don't love the ballet and that dedication, then I would never suggest that you go into what we do. But I think that I love it, and that's what we go through every day to overcome the obstacles of, like, what we put our bodies through and what we put our minds through to be able to have those moments on stage in the spotlight and just have that magical moment that basically that four-year-old girl always dreams of. And, you know, I'm very blessed that that's what I get to do.
Rochelle Chang was born and raised in Hawaii. Chang says she often finds herself thinking about the potential future dancers in the audience.
It's a cool idea to think that we, as ambassadors of Kansas City Ballet, can help spark a child's interest in the arts.
And Chang says that even after being here for several months, she is still pinching herself.
I'm just still slowly realizing that I'm actually living in Kansas City, and it's like a dream come true to be here.
And at Union Station, where the dancers on stage make their final bows, it does seem something like a dream. Julie Deneche, KCUR News.